Music in the Park, the Bandshell Concert Series, and it goes for a good portion of the summer. Tell us a little bit about what this series is.
Well, what we've been trying to do over the last 5 years is provide a nice venue for musicians in town to play and to provide free entertainment for the public, give them a nice place to enjoy nature and music.
And it's at the Presque Isle Bandshell in the city of Marquette, which is actually really a... I've played it before. It's a great venue to be in and a great place to see shows as well.
Oh, yes. I love it. We have plenty of benches, lots of area for picnic blankets, a bathroom, ice cream stand right there, and just wonderful acoustics.
It is one of the challenges when you're working with the music scene in particular is finding venues, especially for bands that maybe have some members that are underage or whatnot, that they can't play in some of the nightclubs or whatnot. Was that kind of an impetus to get this going as well?
Well, we do have a lot of young people that play, and yes, it is nice. It's a lot nicer, I think, to play at the Bandshell than it is at a noisy bar where people aren't always real attentive.
I agree with you there, 100%. It's nice to be outside. It's nice to be able to breathe the fresh air as well when you're doing it. When you look at putting together a year or a season, you have a wide variety of stuff. What do you hope to touch on? A lot of different genres as you program it?
Well, this year especially, we decided to try to cover a wide range of genres. This year we have blues, we have instrumentals, we have a cover band. For the first time, we have a Christian music night. And also for the first time, we have karaoke champions, winners of local contests that are going to come and entertain us. And a country western night.
For our area and for the size of this area, we have a lot of talented players, don't we?
Well, I got to tell you, when I first started this, I had no idea. But now that I've been doing it for a while, yes, I'm amazed at the talent that we have. Some of these young people especially are really stunningly good.
Make an old dinosaur like myself feel kind of bad sometimes, but I'll tell you, that's what keeps it going is getting the young people, giving them an opportunity to play, because you're giving them an opportunity to get out in front of people and do this, which is really important in forming one's musical confidence.
Oh, yes, I agree with that completely.
And you also work with the bands and make sure that they can, they get some recognition for it, a few other things as well. I know that over the years you've recorded them and done those kinds of things too. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, when we first started the series 5 years ago, we had pretty crude recording techniques, basically just a camcorder painted at the stage. But now we have a digital board and a high definition camera. So we're doing HD video and digital mixed audio, putting it up on YouTube so that people can see it nationwide.
And this is really, you have a set schedule for it, basically, which is what?
It's Friday nights, and it always starts at 6 o'clock, and it always ends at sunset, because we don't like to mess with lights. it's not every Friday night, so you do have to check the schedule out, and you can do that by going to the website. We have posters all over town, too, but the website's pretty easy to remember. It's just the 3 W's and then upbandshell.com.
upbandshell.com.
So if you can remember that, the schedule's right there. You can check the updated schedule, and we also have... I believe every performance that's ever been done there, alphabetically organized under musicians' names, so you can check out all those past performances as well.
So as part of the series, you're getting things started this Friday, what do you got happening on Friday night?
Well, this Friday, I think we have a really great show. Casey Boudry is going to be up first. She's a young woman with a very nice stage personality, quite talented. She does mostly country music, some original stuff as well. And then, of course, we have the Marquette Male Chorus following Casey, starting from 7 till 8:30. They're a group of men, if you haven't heard them before, who are very talented, very precise, beautiful harmonies. You don't want to miss these guys. And then at the end, we have from 8:30 to 9:30, we have Robert Butchko. He's an excellent piano player. He's been teaching piano around this town for 50 years, and he will dazzle you with his music.
This is really good because you've got a real good kickoff to it, calling the night the great singing and instrumental sensations of Marquette. But a little bit of country, a little bit of the male chorus, and then some piano music. I mean, what a great location also at the Bandshell for a night like that.
Oh, it's fun out there. Yeah, it's a great place. place. You know, you can bring a picnic lunch. You can have ice cream. There's bathrooms right by, benches. You can sit on a blanket. It's very nice there.
And it all starts at 6 o'clock this Friday as the kickoff of the Music in the Park Bandshell Concert Series. And, you know, running through the summer. And again, the website for people to check out is
www.upbandshell.com.
Got the full schedule for the summer. Mike, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Walt.